prior to the corona, I used to take people to India almost every year, and the purpose being primarily to remove karma of people. Karma is the law of causality. Why is there differences between people? Someone have incredible wealth, and most people don't have. And then they don't even have even money to buy good food or have a health, good shelter. Why? It's all due to karma. The Buddha did not believe in God, but he believed in karma. He did not believe in soul either, but he did believe in karma. Karma is the law of causality. And then, is there a way to get rid of your karma, which is your misfortune, whether it is a disease, or it is a lack of money, or it is a lack of relationship, or other difficulties that you experience in your life? Yes. The only way that I have tested many times for the past 20, 30 years is to get divine intervention. Only divine intervention can put an end to particularly money karma, disease karma, relationship karma. And these are the major difficulties that many people undergo, no matter where you are. There are billionaires also in India and other countries which are very poor. But here in the United States, there are not that everybody here has a good life. Why? Because of lack of money. So money karma is the worst of all karmas. So the reason why I was born in this lifetime in Rameshwaram, this is an island in India, is because it is a sin-dissolving, karma is sin, sin-dissolving place. There are about 20-some, 26 or 27 wells in the temple where you go and wash away your sins with the water from the wells. That is the most important thing that you can do. There is no need to understand what karma is. There are different philosophies of karma, and you don't have to understand any of them. You don't have to do any repentance either. The water will wash away your sins, and that is a very simple, straightforward technology. And this temple has existed forever in every yuga. And this temple is in a vortex. There are several vortices there and within the temple. Each well is a vortex, which carries the power. The water in it carries the power to wash away your sins. You don't even have to pray or do anything. Nothing is needed, just the water has the power to wash your sins. This year, 2025, we have plans to organize a pilgrimage to places, not only removing sins that create financial difficulties, but also diseases, as I said. The first place, the foremost place is Rameshwaram, which removes all kinds of sins, which is my birthplace. Then we go to several temples, about 10 or 20 of them, all in Tamil Nadu, the state from where I have come. And all of them are vortices, several vortices in the temple. And just to walk into the temple will have the power to remove your sins or karma. There are temples where directly, face to face, experience the divine power. And some temples, I've seen people even getting into an altered state of consciousness just by walking into the temple. There is one temple, and just when you feel the water from the temple tank, then you can see the diseases in the body getting better. You can feel healing, the healing power of the water there. And this is the case with the River Jordan, you know, where people go and take a holy bath, a holy wash. Now, the intervention of the divine is the key. And each temple that there are about 25 temples where he will go. And then there are prosperity temples. There are 9 prosperity temples. I've seen people who are unable to get a job, not unable to start a business, they will be able to do that after you visit those temples. And there are also temples where you experience removal of obstacles, removing the obstacles that you have been experiencing. What I will do is, I used to go with a group, as I said, before the corona, but now I probably may be there, but definitely what I would do is, when you go to some of the temples, some of the key temples, I will appear through Zoom calls or through audio explaining the power of those vortices, and then maybe teach you some mantras which you can use them while you are in that particular temple. It's a long journey, and you know that it is 20 hours on the air or 18 hours, but it is worth it. So that's one thing that even in India, people want to go to Rameshwaram, where we have these wells which wash your sins. That they're in, some people make it as a lifetime goal, is to save money and go there to the temple. So I strongly recommend that it is worth going to those temples. There are temples for relationship also. Lack of relationship is also due to karma. So when you go there, and there you can do some rituals, and then people will have that karma removed. So that's all I have to say in a nutshell about going to India and washing your karma. The intervention of the divine is the most important part of the trip. And here I want to finally say something which I was compelled to do. This is in the Bible, Joshua 10. Verse 8, and he is fighting, that Joshua is the king. It was in the 12th century, 13th century, it is 1207 BC, and God, and he is fighting his enemies. And the Lord said unto Joshua, "Fear them not, for I have delivered them into thine hand. There shall not a man of them stand before you. There shall not a man of them stand before thee." So when God gets involved, he will do everything for you. The temples are the abodes of different gods. There are gods who specialize in certain areas. Relationship is one area. So you'll go in the relationship temples, you can see the power there. And then there is court cases where people get go for help from court cases. So all these temples, you will be given instruction by a guide who will explain the significance of those temples. I strongly recommend that you will make it as a priority to go to this temple, at least if not this trip or another. another time, or even by yourselves, if by yourself, you can make go to India by yourself also, and then we will be able to also help you organize that. So that's all I wanted to talk to you about. God bless.